Well, friends, you should have received a small bag when you came in, and I know some of you waved for one, but if you still don't have one, there's a few more at the back. There's also some that are gluten-free, and so if you're gluten-free and missed that there are some that are, those are also at the back. So are you ready for something a little bit different? Yeah, absolutely. Good. Wonderful. Let us take a deep breath together. Breathing in the Spirit of God and allowing ourselves to be open and present to the ways the Spirit is moving in this place. So I'm wondering if any of you, when you were children, looked at the presents under the tree or maybe a birthday present and shook it a little bit to see what was inside. Yeah? What do you think maybe is in this small bag? What gift rests within? So I'm going to invite you to hold it still after you shake it for a minute. Go ahead, shake it. And now hold it still for a moment. Now hopefully the sticker on the outside encouraged you not to open it yet. Wait, do not open are strong words, aren't they? But waiting is such a central part of our December months. You know, we wait to receive presents, we wait to give presents, we wait for snow to fall, we wait for the perfect time and the right temperature to put up our Christmas decorations, we wait for loved ones to show up, we wait to go away or to go home, we wait. But waiting isn't just a cultural practice, it's also very much a spiritual one. Waiting can ground us in a time of presence with God. You know, in this season, we wait for angels to show up and stars to shine bright, for Mary and Joseph to arrive in Bethlehem, and for a baby to be born. In this morning's reading from the Gospel of Matthew, we hear the words, "Keep awake, for we do not know the day when the Lord will be coming." And so, like the readers in Matthew's time, we too must be ready and open. This tiny sticker holds a not so gentle reminder to wait with intention and with mindfulness. And this passage speaks about the importance of faith as we wait. Faith instead of apathy, hope rather than despair. So as we wait for a day to come sometime in the future, our waiting also reminds us of the things that are rising up right now. The readiness to which God calls us is shaped by our fear of the future, but it should be shaped by our gratitude for life in the kingdom that Christ offers us right now. And so finally, in one moment, we're almost there, I'm going to invite you to open up your bag. And when you do, you can reach in and just feel gently the items inside. And then I'm going to invite you to pull out the plastic bag that's within. So go for it. Okay, you can put down your paper bags again. You look like a bunch of children on Christmas Eve. It's Christmas Day. It's wonderful. So this small bag with two ginger cookies within it are going to engage our sense of smell and our sense of taste. But first I want you to smell inside that bag. Ginger cookies are often a symbol of Advent and of Christmas. They remind us of the smell of the holidays. Perhaps the small cookie holds for you the promise of holiday baking with loved ones and decorating cookies with family and friends. And even last Friday night at our Christmas party, children decorated small Christmas gingerbread houses, and that smell reminded me of children, and maybe it does for you as well. Ginger, of course, brings hope. It brings hope of health, as ginger is often used for digestion, but also for expectant mothers. Ginger holds with it the hope of healing. It also offers the hope of being fed and being able to feed others, hope of the arrival of the Messiah. And so take a deep breath in and breathe in this hope and allow it to enter your body through your sense of smell. Now, if you'd like to take a bite, you can. I have to talk, so I won't take a bite, but savor each flavor as you experience it on your tongue. Allow this sweet taste to remind you of the blessings that we will experience throughout this Advent season. Allow the taste to bring prayers of hope for a time when all will be fed and none will go hungry. As we remember that for many, the holidays can also be a difficult time of year. And so as you eat this ginger cookie, may it be a time to offer prayers for all those who have family far away, who do not have anyone to celebrate this season. For those of us who do not approach the season of Advent with joy or celebration. And if this Advent season you're approaching it with a heavy heart, know that I see you, but also God sees you. Allow this ginger to offer comfort where comfort is needed, and peace where peace is needed. Now you can finish your snack. Snack during church. It's so great, eh? We had communion, and now we have ginger cookies. And as you do finish, I'm going to invite you to reach in your bag and take out the small tea light and hold it in your hand. Ushers are going to go around and light your candle from the ends, and just I'm going to invite you to pass the light down, spreading the light throughout this whole sanctuary. We now will be engaging our sense of sight. And so when this candle, this light reaches you, take a moment and look at this tiny flame. As you look at it, what are you reminded of? Through this candle, we see and recognize hope. Your candle, your light, was passed on to you from the light that we lit earlier this morning, representing hope. This candle reminds us of the Advent candles in our sanctuary and the candles that we light each Sunday in anticipation and with excitement for Christ's birth. As you look at this small candle, you may want to think about other times in your life when the light of candles has brought you feelings of hope. Candles lit during vigils, candles lit during power outages, candles lit for birthday celebrations. Times of calm amidst chaos. God's light is in each of you. God's light is in each of us. We're called to share this light with those in this church, but also around the world. Candles also bring with them prayers for hope for a better world. In the second chapter of Isaiah, we encounter these words, "O house of Jacob, come let us walk in the light of the Lord." So as a gathered community here in this place and time, we also remember places where people walk and have walked in God's light. As we pray and hope for change, we think of the image of peace walks all around the world where participants walk in solidarity for one another, their path lit only by small candles that bring with them glimmers of hope. So allow this small candle to guide you through your Advent journey. You can take it home You can light it with loved ones to mark this Advent season. Take another moment with your candle. And when you are ready, I'll invite you to blow it out. And as you do, notice how the light changes. As the smoke drifts, you are able to breathe it in, and you know that this light now lives within you. And throughout these long days of long nights of Advent, may this light burn brightly from within. And without spilling wax too much, I'm going to invite you to set it down. And now we're going to take out the small felt heart. Now, what sense do we think this is to engage? Our touch, yeah. So this symbol and this heart representing the sense of touch, I'm going to invite you to take a moment and just close your eyes so that you're not looking, but you're rather just feeling the small heart. What does the shape and material remind you of? Perhaps its softness reminds you of a baby's blanket, or of fresh snow, or of items of comfort in your own life. Advent is a time of waiting and anticipation with the reminder of God's ever-present love. And then the feeling of this heart may remind us of peace and of rest, of anticipation, of comfort, especially amidst times in our lives that are filled with discomfort. These gentle thoughts bring with them God's promise from the very beginning for a day of rest and of Sabbath. And today we take a moment to recognize the Sabbath moments that we hold close to our hearts. We also remember the gift God gives us to be able to share these moments of comfort and prayers with others. And so may this tiny felt heart bring with it the reminder that we are open and willing. And we each touch the lives of many. Holding this heart in your hands, your heart in your hands, I invite you to take a moment and think of someone who you'd like to either give this heart to, or this heart may offer a time of being centering so that you can remember with intention to offer prayers for that person. Dedicate this tiny felt heart to that person, and over the season of Advent, be reminded to pray for them. You may want to put this heart in your pocket so that when you reach in, you are reminded of them, maybe on your fridge, maybe on the dashboard of your car. So each time you come and go from the places in your lives, you are reminded of this person and to pray for hope. Take one more moment with your heart. And think about how your heart is doing today. I'm going to invite you to reach for your final item. This final item is a tiny scroll. And we remember how Jesus stood up in the synagogue and read from the scroll the words from the book of Isaiah, a radical message of peace and of justice. And throughout our biblical history, we encounter many different scrolls read by the great and brave prophets. And so with the saints of the past and present and future, we wait together for peace and justice to prevail. So slowly undo your tiny scroll. And I have to say that Barb helped me do all of these tiny scrolls, so I'm so grateful to her for that. That's a lot of work. So now you're going to undo your scroll And just in this moment of silence, you're going to read the scroll to yourself. This message, although some of them are very different from one another, are all from Scripture. And they hold with them words of hope for us to take out into the world. These messages, once offered by one of our great prophets, may they now be on your own lips to be offered with the world. In a moment, I'm going to invite you to turn to one another. You don't need to travel a great distance, but just those on either side of you, and maybe behind you and in front of you. You're going to read these words to one another to engage, of course, our sense of hearing, of listening. And as you turn to one another, try to look at each other, look at your scroll and at each other, and offer these great words of peace to your neighbors. And as you read these messages, hear the messages of others shared with you, and know that these words were meant for you today. They are offered by God for you, and they are written for you and spoken for you. Let us share the hope of Advent with one another. So I'm going to invite you back. Great. So friends, you're invited to take these paper bags home with you. And please recycle the parts that need to be recycled to be good stewards of the earth. And may they be the symbol and accompany you as you journey this Advent season. And friends, I say to you, may you be blessed. And may you journey well. Thanks be to God for the tiny reminders of God's love and God's hope. Amen.